Welcome, great patriotic friends, to November 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on this show, I will point out the greatness of America, and because I love my country, the injustices of our government. Having said that, check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. This is an interactive show, folks, and I'm not going to get very political on this show. It's all about the history. History's already controversial as it is. It doesn't need my help, but it could sure use yours. So let me know what your thoughts are, and I look forward to all your comments and questions. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're ever looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. That's Teresa with an H. And let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woohoo! America! And now on to today's headlines. Khrushchev challenges the U.S. in a nuclear rifle match. Plus, Baby Faye dies of kidney failure, and the Articles of Confederation are adopted. Alright, so now here I go! 1957. Khrushchev challenged the U.S. to a friendly nuclear rifle match. Why doesn't that sound fun? Yeah, what are you trying to say, Nikita? Little ballistic skeet? Little rocket game of target practice? Seems at the time the USSR was gloating in their success in launching their first and second Sputniks. The second one had a dog named Laika on it, who proved that living beings can survive weightlessness in outer space, which paved the way for human exploration. So Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev challenged President Eisenhower on the U.S. progress in the arms race and issued a formal challenge to a, quote, shooting match. After all, if the U.S. did have a Sputnik, he said, she would have launched it already. Guys, need a ruler? Seriously. Eisenhower told Khrushchev he was going to bitch slap him so hard that Google won't even be able to find him. All right, so I made that last part up. But while Khrushchev acknowledged that the USA and USSR wanted peace and that the Soviets would never start a war, some lunatics, as he said, might bring it on. Namely, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles, who had allegedly created an artificial war psychosis. If there was a war, he said, it would be fought on American soil, which their rockets could easily reach. Communism would ultimately defeat capitalism. Right! So, how did that work out again for the USSR? Exactly. 1984, Baby Faye dies of kidney failure. It actually would have been heart failure, but Leonard Bailey, MD, a heart surgeon at Loma Linda in California, performed the first cross-species transplantation on her and paved the way to medical innovation unseen to this point. Baby Stephanie Faye Beauclair was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which is where parts or all of the left side of the heart is missing. It's basically fatal. Faye's mother, Teresa, had two big choices. She could either leave Faye at the hospital to die or take her home to die. That's when Dr. Bailey got a hold of Teresa and explained his research. Several other humans tried animal heart transplants in the past, but were unsuccessful. Dr. Bailey believed an infant would be more likely to survive due to an underdeveloped immune system that would not reject an alien organ. On October 26th, he performed the world's first baboon-to-human heart transplant, replacing the 14-day-old infant's defective heart with a healthy heart of a young ape. Faye not only survived the surgery, but flourished for 2 weeks. A new immune-suppressive drug called cyclosporin was also used to help keep the body from rejecting the new heart. It worked! Faye's body accepted the heart, but due to an increase of the dosage for the drug, her kidneys would ultimately shut down. Faye survived for 20 days, but on November 15th, 1984, she passed on. Rest in peace, Faye. And finally, 1777, the Articles of Confederation are adopted. Basically the first constitution of the United States, folks. The Articles establish Congress, the law, and the authority to make treaties. During the American Revolution, the Articles were ratified and eventually replaced by the Constitution to make the U.S. government stronger. There were 8 presidents during the duration of the Articles, 1 for each year. The first was John Hanson, whose title was President of the United States in Congress Assembled. The Articles could not levy taxes, but could declare war or peace.
And so that, scholars, is going to wrap it up for November 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, what about that exchange between Eisenhower and Khrushchev? No, really, do you guys need a ruler? Or what about the Articles of Confederation? Is there anything you care to add to that story? So yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the Santa Fe Trail, Oklahoma, the electrostatic precipitator, as well as sports historical news with the Houston Rockets, Wilt Chamberlain, and Bill Russell. So don't miss that. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.